ConocoPhillips says it will split into two separate publicly traded companies, and its CEO and chairman, Jim Mulva, plans to retire once the transaction is complete. Conoco said Thursday its board had approved spinning off the refining and marketing segment to shareholders in a tax-free transaction. The split, which is expected to be completed during the first half of next year, will leave Conoco as an exploration and production company. Discussions are underway between the Obama administration and Shell to decrease our dependence on foreign oil. Solutions have been discovered in offshore Alaska, where 10 billion barrels of petroleum are available.
If we were allowed to develop offshore Alaska, it would be the eighth largest oil reserve in the world, probably ahead of Norway.
David Holt, president of the Consumer Energy Alliance, says the idea of drilling safely and effectively off the shores of Alaska is crucial.
We have the Trans-Alaska Pipeline system that provides abundant resources to the state of Washington and west coast of the United States, is starting to run low, and we've got to replenish the supplies that go into the TAPS pipeline. And the only way to do that are bring on these world-class resources like the Chukchi Sea or the Beaufort Sea.
Drilling in these shallow waters, he says, will provide an average of 700,000 barrels of oil annually over a 40-year period and create more than 54,000 new jobs nationwide. The Como Money Minute, to 20 and 50 past each hour. I'm Brian Gregory, Como News Radio.